The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 468.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. We had somebody write in about something today that I think is really pertinent. And I think it affects a lot of people. In fact, I would be kind of surprised if most of the population didn't have this feeling from at one time or another. So what happened was one of our audience members wrote in. They said, you know, it feels like no matter how much money I make or how much money comes in, it goes out again. And it feels like I'm always just getting by. So can you help? So this level of frustration that there's not enough money coming in. And so I think we have a case here, a little bit of like a bad news, good news situation. So I think if I asked you, which would you rather hear first? Do you want to hear the bad news or the good news first? Most people usually pick bad news because they want to end on the positive. So we're going to hit you with the bad news first. So the bad news is you're never going to have enough money coming in. Oh, take a deep breath, right? Because that's not like the hopeful, joyful message that we're famous for here at the Mind Aware Train Your Brain Dana Wild Sandbox. So just let it set for a second and let me explain what I mean by that. What it's been my experience, and I could be wrong about this, you know, like everything, so take this with a grain of salt, but in my experience and in the experience of interviewing literally hundreds of people who are rich influencers, as you grow, as you make more money, as you develop, as you get used to more money coming in and more money coming in and more money coming in, you also increase your desire. So you start out by increasing desire for, you know, maybe some business investment things, adding a team member, adding another team member, doing some advertising, participating in events, re-educating yourself. Maybe you have personal things that you want or dream to get, whether it's buying a house or putting your kids in a specific school, right? And then you start thinking of even bigger things, charities to give to, starting your own trust funds, starting schools in Africa, right? You end up having more and more and more ideas and more ways to spend the money. And so it's my experience and my understanding from interviewing people like, you know, Jack Canfield and Joe Vitale and studying the lives of the rich and famous, that you get used to a certain ebb and flow. And so I've got some really practical tips for you on how to allow more money in and then allow bigger dreams. Because you're always going to have bigger dreams and wants. I think this is called being alive, right? Having desire flow through you, having wants, having dreams, thinking of helping people and giving to charity and all of those things. I think that desire flowing through you is called being alive. And so when you have those desires, you can either be in the feeling of expectation that those desires can be met and that the money's going to flow, or you can be in the feeling of fear, like I'm not going to have enough and I'm not going to make it. So I want to start out just hitting directly head on this feeling that this audience member has, that it feels like I'm never getting ahead. I'm always just getting by. And I want to kind of twist that on its head and say, what if instead of thinking like that's a negative thing, because I can even feel the negativity in me when I say that, like, ooh, it's a real icky feeling in your body, right? Well, what if it sounded instead like, you know what? I always have enough. I always get by. So same exact sentiment, two different feelings. I always have enough. I always get by. There's always enough coming in to meet my needs. I love it that there's always enough coming in to meet my needs. The new desire is born. I've got the new thing I want or need. I can feel my heart opening for more. It seems like I always have enough. I always have enough. My needs are always met. I always have enough. I always get by. I always get by. I always have enough. So the feeling is very different. It's more like a feeling of gratitude or appreciation. And so why is that important? Why is it important to have a feeling of appreciation or gratitude or high expectation or positive expectation of more and more coming in? I love the example that Greg Braden gives. He gave this example of indigenous people when they do dances for the rain, and they're trying to incite rain in a drought when it's really bad drought time and they want rain to come. They don't hope and wish when they dance. What they do is they actually literally imagine themselves completely drenched and wet in the rain. And this is how the brain works. And study after study has shown this. One of the best ones is the University of Chicago study, where they talk about visualizing, athletes visualizing a basketball going in the basket. Without taking any physical activity, they actually improve their game just by imagining it. So your brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. You can imagine being in the snow and the feeling of the little icy flakes on your face coming down, and your brain actually thinks that happened. It can't tell the difference. When you're worrying, it can't tell that that's different from reality. When you're dreaming, it can't tell that's different from reality. When you're thinking with positive expectation as though something has already happened, it can't tell the difference between that and reality. And it likes the familiar. It likes things that feel familiar. So when we practice feelings of abundance, when we start to look around and see the abundance, when we start to think about money flows to me exactly how I need it, it comes exactly when I need it in the quantities that I need it, and it's almost like a miracle. When we start to think and appreciate that, our brain starts to develop an expectation, and it starts to think, yes, I can have what I want. I can have whatever I want because money flows to me in exactly the right quantities. I always get by in exactly the right time. It's like so amazing to see how everything seems to just flow. My brain has a certain expectation. I get certain ideas that bring in certain amounts of money. There are certain things, ideas, and thoughts and feelings flowing through me that create the actions that I take, that create the outcomes that I take. Having more money flow means training your brain and having more expectation flow. I did an interview with Jack Canfield because I kept thinking, like, is it true that you make a certain amount of money and then you get to a point where you go, okay, well, that's it. Now I'm really comfortable and safe and 100% okay with money, and I never have another care in the world about money. And so I was talking to him about it, and I was asking him, and I said, you know, I'm wondering if you still have nervousness about around money sometimes, but it's just like adding a zero, you know? Like, you just, like, add multiple zeros rather than being worried about this level. You're worried about, like, a multiple tens of thousands more. And he said, think of it this way. I'm always dreaming bigger. And so every time I'm dreaming bigger, I have to go back to basics and do the work too. He has to go back and he has to train his brain around the bigger idea. So you get used to allowing more and more money flow through you. So I've got a few practical tips for you on how to deal with these times when you are feeling a little bit off center and not 100% on target with regards to money or feeling frustrated. So the first one is name it as that. When you feel worried or nervous or on not sure ground around the money coming in, recognize that it's not accurate. It's just you maybe not 100% on point. You're a little bit off center. And so just call it that. Just say like, okay, I'm a little bit off center. I really am going to have to double down and make sure that I'm like getting enough sleep right now. I'm feeling good. I'm getting into my trusting spot. I'm watching mind movies or saying my mantras or distracting myself with fun things to really help get myself in that good mood, listening to music, whatever it takes to do that. So that's the first thing. Next thing, create a little list. Call it your small miracle list and start to pay attention and notice how many times have you worried about money and then something comes in that just seems to cover it. You get the bill. I talked to friends not so long ago and they're like, it's so funny because we got this bill for this assessment we had to do with these sidewalks and it turned out to be the exact amount of our, it was like their refund or something, you know, exact, like to the dollar. And I'm like, that's a small miracle. That's what that is. That's, you know, your brain or the universe or whatever you decide is showing you, look at this. This is not a coincidence. This is exactly whatever goes out comes in. It's like breathing. Make your small miracle list. Make your small miracle list. I noticed that I got paid early on this thing right when I was worried about this thing. And start to see the pattern of all your years of life, how many times you've worried about things that haven't happened. Because when you start to really tap into that, and I've actually done this exercise, like I still have to train my brain sometimes too, you know. And when I remember, like, oh my gosh, all of the worrying I've ever done, it's all been for nothing. It's been for nothing. Things always work out. So it becomes easier and easier just to give it up. Give it up for good because it's useless, wasted energy, wasted brain time. There's so many other things I could be thinking with my brain than that thing when it always works out. Always. So keep your small miracle list because it will give you hope as you do it. And then the final thing, of course, is continue to train your brain and remind yourself that what you think about is what your brain finds familiar. And create in those off times when you're feeling more secure and feeling more safe, create those times where you're saying like, yes, I'm growing and things are working out and it's okay that there's an ebb and flow and it's okay that the money flows in and the money flows out and I trust myself to continue to grow and continue to have desires and continue to want more and know that I have the capability to create that for myself, that if I'm dreaming about it and I'm wanting it, that it's possible for it to come in and I can just trust in this and I can relax around it and I can focus on the things that feel good and the things I love to do. Because that's really where my money is coming from. The money is coming from my ability just to be and accept and be in joy and have fun and realize that I'm a creator and I'm here to do amazing things and get my message out and it's all unfolding in perfect timing and I can do it in my own way. And enjoy myself and spend my brain time thinking positive things and dreaming about the future and appreciating the present and making the list of all the ways that I'm rich and looking around and seeing all the abundance around me. It shows up everywhere in so many ways, counting my blessings and looking at the ways that things are going right and looking at the way money flows to me in new and interesting ways and allowing my brain to delight me with all the different ways that money flows in and laughing about it and realizing that all is well. All is completely well here. Okay, I've got another thing to tell you that I think you're really going to like, but I'm going to do it after the break because for those of you that don't know, we are live on Facebook. We're here every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific and sometimes many times more. And if you want to know when we're here, then go to danaupdate.com to make sure and get pinged. By the way, if you haven't been over to danaclass.com, check it out, because we've got lots of good stuff about how to become the influencer. Live trainings, video trainings, all sorts of great resources, danaclass.com. Go check it out and get signed up. And I'll be back in 90 seconds, so you can get it done while you're waiting. Be right back.
You know how Dana is always saying that feeling good is the most important thing you can do to build your business? Well, one way to feel good is to get a daily mantra sent to your email every day. You'll get new ideas for your own personal mantras, and these daily mantras will start your day with a positive jolt. To get your daily mantra, go to danawild.com/mantra or text 44222 with the word mantras. That's mantras with an S on the end. That's text number 44222 with the word mantras. That's M-A-N-T-R-A-S. Or just go online to danawild.com/mantra to get your daily mantra today. Start your day feeling good so you can take positive, intentional action in your business.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, talking about money, lack of it. Actually, no, there's always enough. There really is, isn't there? You know, when you really, really look into the big scope of your life, I think that what really our frustration comes out of, especially entrepreneurs and especially people in the sandbox, is we're big dreamers. And we're people who, I'm probably just projecting here and speaking for myself, but we're people who, we want stuff to happen fast, right? We were like, oh, where's that fast forward button? Because I want things to happen fast. I've got this big dream and I want it now. I want it to happen right now. And so that level of frustration, it really comes from not the not trusting or the not faith that things are going to work out, but I think it comes from that wanting to speed things up or wanting things to go faster. And we're big dreamers, you know, and I get that. I can totally feel you on all counts on all of that stuff. So the last one I wanted to give you, I wanted to talk with you about, and it's been really useful for me, is to start thinking about money like air or like breathing. You know, have you ever heard this idea that money is energy? You know, and I never could really put my head around that, like money is energy. And so then I started thinking of it as money as a token of appreciation for the things that we do. But then I started realizing in the past, years ago, money was always tied to resources. So if you had a lump of gold or even a lump of coal, that had a certain value. And if you dug up all the coal in the world and it was all gone, there was this much pie to split up, or this much money or this much coal to split up, it made money feel like a finite thing. And we don't live in that world anymore. We live in a world now where most of the money coming in, so much of it anyway, I don't know the percentage, but one day I will, is made from things like Google and MP3s and ebooks and digital programs and coaching services and massages and yoga and personal development. It's basically air and time and energy exchange. You're exchanging your energy. You're exchanging your life force. You're exchanging your goodness and shining your light. When you're coaching somebody, that's the exchange that's happening. When you think about the world that we live in, how it's not really, money's not tied to resources. Money is like air. And what if it was? What if it is? What if that is really true? You know, people, when they are breathing, they don't say, well, I'm going to breathe a lot today because I want to save up for the future. And when they're breathing, they don't think, well, I'm going to try to breathe less so that there's enough air for everybody else. We don't think about air as being a limited resource. We think about air as being there for us all the time, whenever we need it, exactly in the amount we need. Ease and flow, easy come in, easy go out, never a care in the world. Our expectation is that it's always there in exactly the amount that we need it. Always. We don't try to stockpile it. We don't try to deny ourselves so that others can have more air. I mean, it's just silly. These are silly notions. And so the final one I would give you is start thinking of it like that. Start thinking of that you're here to enjoy yourself. You're here to have dreams. You're here to think big. You're here to play in this playground and create whatever you want to create. And trust that if you can think of the idea and you can have the dream, then the air will be there for you just as you need it. The money will flow in just as you need it, exactly as you need it, in perfect timing. And stay in that place of positive expectation. I expect the air to flow to me exactly in the right timing, and I expect the money to flow to me in exactly the right timing. I always get by. It's always working. Things are always working out for me. I always seem to have exactly what I need exactly when I need it. It always seems to flow to me exactly as I need it. I love watching the unfolding of this and how all the pieces always seem to make sense and they always seem to happen in perfect timing. This is what my life is about. It's about trusting and knowing and feeling good and allowing more in and allowing more out as easy as I breathe. So that is the quote unquote work. That's the play that we're doing together. And we can practice right now. Go out today and just look at the abundance around you and look at the gifts that you already have in your life and look at your whole history and say, gosh, it has always worked out and life is good for me and it's all around me. And I'm so thankful for my so many blessings and my brain has a high expectation because I have so much coming to me all the time. In the scope of things, I am so wealthy and I love that I feel so wealthy. I love that I allow myself to feel so wealthy. I love that I allow myself to look at the bigger picture and see where I'm going and keep my eye down the road. And you can start right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
It's like taboo, Dana. I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.